Hello, Annie Trenders. Welcome to the Girl Taku, hosted by the ladies of Anime Trending. If you're looking for nice tea and deep dive analysis about otaku things, you've come to the right place. We love our conversation and discussion, and we're back with another fun topic on the table. My name is Gracie, and I'm joined by...
Hello, I am Isabel, and...
This is Agnes.
So, without further ado, the Girl Taku today will be about anime attractiveness. This is a degenerate topic. We are going straight into not stuff about, you know, why we would think this character would be a good husband. But why we think he would be a good husband or why we think that, you know, they would be a good boyfriend or girlfriend. We're talking about instantly... We find these particular traits physically, emotionally, personality-wise, just attractive. That's the whole point of today's topic today. So, with that being said, I unfortunately have to go first. I set myself up for this accidentally, so I will go first. But in my case, I think the girls kind of know what my tastes are, so this is probably more of a rehash than anything else. But there are two things. Nothing can be easier to get me than these two things when it comes to physical looks in anime, and it is having silver hair and it is having an eye patch. I don't know why. I have no idea why those two things are my things, but they just are. I'm like groaning saying this. I hate to say it, but I think Kakashi might have accidentally started it.
Big yikes. But also not surprising.
Yeah, because Naruto is, for many people, like their first anime. And granted, Naruto is not my first anime, but it is my anime that I was still consistently watching when I was in my tweens, specifically. And unlike everyone else who was super into Sasuke, especially amongst the girls, I was into Kakashi instead. And I think he accidentally set the tone for me in regards to having, like, silver hair and only blocking one eye. And so now I find any character that specifically has silver hair or only has one has an eye patch to be extremely attractive. Like, even just the most recent example, and my roommate was just like exasperated with me. So Seventh Time Loop was an anime that aired this year, and the main male lead, Arnold, I thought he was objectively handsome because he kind of has to be in regards to an anime that is for that particular story. And so it's like I knew objectively he is pretty and he is handsome per se. But there was one episode where he covers one of his eyes to spar with the main character. So it was an eye patch, and immediately, like, it was sad how instant it was for me. I was just like, oh, that's a hot man right there.
I know that you're not somebody who is like, it's not like you're not like sexually attracted to them, but it's really funny the way that you describe it. It's like an instant turn on.
It is. It
like
really
the equivalent
is.
Of a turn on, right?
Yeah, I hate to say it, but it was like instantly I was like, oh, like, you know, now it's not just objectively he's good looking. I'm like, he's hot. He's a hot guy. It's because of the eye patch. Like, all it was.
So basic. Holy shit.
Okay.
Okay, in my defense, I was not the only one, because a lot of people in the comment sections were like, wait, why does he look so good with that eye patch on? And I was like, thank you. Someone sees what I'm seeing. But it was so instant. And I just kept looking at my roommate. I was just like, Gina, I'm like, his eye patch. And my roommate's just like, I don't even know what to say to you at this point.
Gina is just baffled by how easily like, swooped in you are
it's
for
not even
this.
Baffled. It's just this weary acceptance that this is how I am. So,
yeah, you simp.
Yeah, I cannot help it. So it's just like I see that, and that eye patch is just chef's kiss. It did so much for me. But yes, I also have I'm a huge fan of any character with silver hair, which is unfortunate because a lot of times silver hair characters are psychopaths, so that doesn't help in my direction either, but I have a thing for them. I cannot describe why. Those are like some physical things, but I do, because anime is like a little different in the fact that the voice actors are very well known and they are huge named celebrities back in Japan. Like, if you've seen any of their shows or stuff like that, they get it's like filled up in the stadium and stuff. So throughout the years, there's two particular voices that really, really gets me excited. And it is unfortunately Takahiro Sakurai. I still love that man's voice. I don't know why. I don't know which character is responsible for this. Like at least when I think about it, I'm like, okay, maybe Kakashi started everything with being both silver haired and like not having an eye patch, but pulling his mask or his band over his eye where he's only revealing one eye. But I have no idea which character that Sakurai voice that just got me really badly, but he got me really badly. And every time I hear his voice, I just like it. Like, something about the raspiness of it just, like, gets me. And then I'm also a huge fan of Yuichiro Umehara's voice. He has, like, a deep sort of chocolatey voice instead, and it's especially good when he does, like, so he did Raleana's character, male lead, which is Noah, and there was like his professional voice, which is a little more higher pitched and like, you know, a little smoother, calmer, like you can tell is more professional. But then he'll dip his voice when he gets serious, and I'm just like, ugh, it gives me shivers. Like,
the noise you make.
Yeah, so that's like another thing that gets to me is in regards to voices, which I think is very specific to anime, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I don't feel this way about voices with actors or anything like that. It's just voice actors in anime that gets to me about their voices, so that does also have an effect as well. The last thing and probably the most obvious thing is that if it's a tsundere, like, I'm sold. there's no question asked. I'm sold. It's just like, I guess tsundere isn't the right description, because sometimes the portrayal of tsunderes are different. It's just like, I love a good man who rejects you.
Rejects you.
Yeah. I love a good guy who's like cold and hard to read and feels distant and stuff like that, but he is honestly like just
Gracie's whole shtick is I can fix him. He has to fit into the physical criteria of may or may not have an eye patch, has to have silver hair, and has to have trauma issues. Well, okay, that's okay. Literally Okay, sis.
I have to correct you on the have to have silver hair. That's actually untrue. I do not have to have silver hair.
I know, but it's like a bonus criteria. I meant to say.
Yes,
sorry.
There you go. There, it's like an
the bonus criteria.
So yes. But yeah,
Kakashi fits all those boxes, really.
What?
Kakashi fits all those boxes, really. Now that I think about it.
Yeah, he kind of set the stone in, I feel like, for a lot of things. But Kakashi, I don't think, is distant or anything like that. I mean,
he was more distant, I think, as a kid. Right. Because of Minato in the team's influence, he became less distant for sure. Yeah.
Though there is a part of Kakashi that is holding true, which is the fact that up until even now, nobody knows the trauma that Kakashi went through. He just keeps it to himself. And so so that particular element, we're just like, but I can get it out of him. You know what
Jesus
I mean?
Jesus Christ. Someone help this girl. This reminds me of the scenario where she was like, I can fix knives. I'm like, are you kidding me, girl? Knives is a planetary terrorist.
I am dead serious. I do think I can fix.
Yeah, Isabel, you can hash it out with Gracie. I have spent too long trying to tell her, no, Gracie, you can't fix him. And she's like, yes, I can. So
The funniest thing is I showed that screenshot of like me and Agnes's interaction to my good college friend and Elisa. And basically she had this hilarious thing where she was like, okay, Gracie, like, what do we say to men who are, you know, who are broken? And then I was just like, and I immediately responded with, I understand you and I know exactly how to make you feel better. She was like, no, Gracie, that is not the answer. So, I love a good tortured man. I love a good tortured man who's like very cold.
Put that in the podcast. I love a good tortured man. What is this? Is this going to be rated R at this point?
No, it's not. It's not rated R. I don't know. Okay, guys, I don't know. I think there's something fun about, like, I already can see all of you too. Like, I don't see you too, but I can see your reactions. I think it's fun having to peel back layers and layers of a person who isn't interested in interacting with you and isn't interested in sharing. You know, I get on people all the time about being unable to accept no for an answer, and meanwhile, I am unable to accept no for an answer. So, but that's just the way I roll, guys. I don't know how else to tell you about this. And you shouldn't be surprised either, because my friendships are basically the same thing. Like, ever since I was a kid, I always, like, purposefully befriended the kids who were ostracized, who by that point didn't really interact with anyone because they didn't think they have a chance with, like, being friends with anyone anymore. And I'm just, like, doggedly pursuing them, like, asking them to eat lunch with me and asking to hang out and asking what their hobbies is and stuff like that. And then every single time without fail, eventually they start to give in. And then we become super duper good friends. And so it's just, like, it's consistent, like, platonically speaking, how I look at things from, like, a romantic angle as well. But I think...
Isabel, do you think it's time to run away from Gracie?
You know, I'm scared to run away, because if I run away, she's definitely going to chase or something. It does not take no for an answer. She is going to find a way. That's what's really scary about her.
Jesus, there's no escape.
Since day one.
You can emotionally manipulate this like Joker and Harley.
No, hang on, roll back. What do you mean you've been so scared about this since day one? What did I do on day one? I didn't do anything.
Enlighten us, Isabel.
It's just your energy. It's so scary. It's overbearing. Yeah, that's why people, it's hard to say no, because I don't know.
Is it the very, like, mabushi kind of energy? It's, like, really bright.
Oh, yeah. She's always sparkling.
Ah, okay. I understand.
I would like to know that I am not Kita, okay? I am Nijika from Bunchy the Rock.
But you're also Tamaki from Oren High School Host Club.
Oh, God. Why did you remind me of that?
You're Jinshi. You're Himel.
I also found out, apparently Victor is an ENFJ, which I don't know how I feel about that, because I didn't like him. Hey, stop laughing! I did not like him when I met him, so.
I am just ugly laughing at this revelation.
Anyway.
Yeah, I could see that. Victor trying to pick up the poor boys who have trauma issue. You first have a Russian
This is like pathetic sad. I was genuinely disappointed by Victor in that, like, he had his silver hair and stuff, and I was like, ooh, like, I'm gonna like him. And then he started talking and I just immediately, like, withered away. I was like, I do not like him.
Yeah, him and his bombastic ass showing up in episode 2 when he's out of the hot spring.
Yeah, it was like instant, like insanely how quick it was that I immediately was like, never mind, this is disappointing. So, I also like Junichi Sawabe's voice. That does remind me. I really like Junichi Sawabe's voice as well. So
I think everyone and their mom likes Junichi Sawabe's voice.
That is true, yeah. He has a nice voice, a very distinct voice. But yeah, okay, so that's all my shallow things that goes into what I find attractive about anime characters. Any questions from you girls about this?
Why is this an interview? No, nothing from me. You've already told me this multiple times, so I'm not very surprised anymore.
Do you find anything attractive in female characters at all? Or is it just, like, what happens if a female character has silver hair or has eye patch?
Actually, I think, well, okay, so this is how I know I'm straight, because I don't really care as much about the physicalities of a female character to like them, but I really like tough girls. I do genuinely really like tough girls. Like, Maki, when she showed up.
Hell yeah, Maki, let's go.
I was, like, salivating over her. I was just like, she is the greatest thing in the world. And then
Maki is fantastic. And speaking of which, I think, like, because we were talking about how you have an affinity for males with silver hair, but I also remember you really liked Ghislaine from Mushoku Tensei.
I did, but for them, it's definitely because of their personalities more.
Oh, okay, gotcha. That makes sense.
A good, strong, confident woman. Like, that's just my thing. And so, absolutely my jam. I mean, you saw how I reacted with Rose, too. Like, you know.
Rose, Rose is great.
Like, she entered, and I was like, ooh, now that's a woman. You know, like, that's exactly my reaction. Okay, Shauna said something. So I was, I think, gushing over either Rose or Maki or both. Honestly, it's, you know, it's a coin toss in this case. And Shauna was just kind of looking at me and she just, out of nowhere, goes, Gracie, sometimes I think you just want to be stepped on by a strong woman. So, like, that's...
Preach. Preach.
And you know what? She's not wrong. She is not wrong in this regard, but... There is definitely a personality type that I do find very enticing in female characters, but it is specifically that type of personality type. Because, like, don't lie, Agnes, you've seen, like, all three of these. Like, if you put Maki, Rose, and Ghislaine next to each other, they're very similar in the way they talk and the way they act, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it's like, it's that type of personality in particular, that attitude, that really, really gets to me, and I like it. I don't think I like it because I wish I was them, because I just simply know I'm not them. You know, that's just, that sort of, like, coolness is not who I am at all, but I can't help, but I do admire it greatly, so.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so I think, but that is a good question, and I think that's really the only case with female characters. I'm like trying to think of it. You know what's funny is I would say if you put that personality in a male character, I would actually be more annoyed than anything else. Maybe because I'm like too used to seeing guys with, like, you know, who are overconfident, where it's like they can't walk the walk or talk the talk, but they
basically act. They're cocky.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So
I'm assuming the word cocky actually derives from, like, the word cock. Right.
Right. Yeah.
Where it's like you're kind of like strutting your male confidence that really is not much.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like it doesn't work for male characters, but it does work extremely well for female characters. And granted, it does also help that they absolutely have the skills to prove their attitude and stuff like that. So I also enjoy that as well. But yeah, that's a really good question, Isabel.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks.
Alrighty, so I'm assuming without any further questions, then I am really excited now to turn it over to the girls, because I don't think they talk about it as much as I talk about mine. And also, mine are just really obvious. So, Isabel, what thing attracts you to anime characters when you watch anime?
Yeah, when I watch anime, like, one of the... This is, like, a joke that I have, is that if I'm watching anime, I have to, like, one be attracted to one, at least one male character. But yeah, for me, I feel like it's kind of like a mix. I don't have anything, like, straightforward, like you said. Like, if it's silver hair, I'm like, for me, it's like, maybe, maybe not. But then, like, if we talk about when you mentioned Naruto as well, I was, like, one of the people that liked Sasuke. And so, trust me, I really tried to like Kakashi. Like, in middle school, like, Kakashi was, like, on, like, every girl's, like, binder, or, like, they wanted, like, keychains and stuff like that. And I was like, I don't know why people like Kakashi so much. And I'm like, I want to like him, too, because all my friends like him.
Oh, no, Isabel. Poor, poor teen Isabel.
I know,
Isabel.
So sad. But, in the end, I think, yeah, for me, it's probably, like, the cool guy type character.
Definitely the cool guy type if you're comparing, like, Kogami from, like, Psycho Pass.
Yeah, right. As you guys know, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ichigo from Bleach also has that kind of energy, where it's, like, cool, aloof, standout main character energy, I guess.
Yeah, if they're the main character, they have to have that type of energy. I will, like, automatically like them. Mm-hmm. If they're not something like that, like My Hero Academia, for example, Deku, I think Deku's really cool, but I'm more attracted to the ice and fire guy, which is Todoroki.
Oh, okay.
Todoroki?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I just kind of like guys who are, like, I guess, had more, like, chill aspect. The other thing that I find is also if they have, like, I don't know if this is, like, actual description, but it's, like, a dead fish eyes.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
they're,
oh, that's an interesting one.
Basically, like, the same type, the type of personality that acts like, yeah, I don't want to be here. I could probably maybe beat you all up or something if it was a shonen, but I actually really don't want to be here.
Like Aizawa?
Like Aizawa from Hero as well.
You know who had dead fish eyes? Usui did. Chibi form. He had those dead fish eyes. Those were my favorite chibi forms when he did that. Oh,
from Maid-sama? I was like, where's this Usui coming from?
Oh, yeah. From Maid-sama. Specifically, it's like when things are happening.
Greasy, it's not your turn. It's Isabel's turn. Stop inserting your favorite boys in here.
We all agreed Usui was our man, no?
Yeah.
He's your man, not my man.
Oh, he's not your man.
He's not?
Well, I mean, it's because after learning that he is me in terms of personality, I'm like, okay, no.
Okay, but that doesn't count. I meant like back in the day when we were all consuming.
Yes, back in the day. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he's the only one in that show. He's the male lead. You have to like him to some degree.
That's true. Though some people did it. My roommate did it. Aizawa more than the Sui did, and I was very surprised by that.
Aizawa is which one in Maid-sama?
Huh?
Aizawa is which one in Maid-sama?
She's the main character. I thought the main character.
Misaki.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I don't know why I went by her surname, but yeah.
Because we just mentioned like Aizawa from My Hero, and I'm like, are we?
I know, yeah, because we were just talking about Aizawa from My Hero.
Sorry, that was my bad.
You're good.
But yeah, apparently there are some people out there who like Misaki more than Usui, which always shocked me when I was like younger, because I was like, what do you mean?
I guess like because Misaki is more of like the strong girl in a shoujo, which shocked a lot of people, because her type is not popular in a shoujo back then.
Yeah,
in a shoujo back in then, it was more of like an insert of like, oh, I wish I was that girl,
right? Like, surrounded by
a bunch of hot guys. Versus Misaki is like, I come from a poor family and I must do my due diligence to become a contributing member of society and make money to support my family. You know, mm-hmm. she's very dutiful in that mm-hmm. regard. So,
but okay, so you said Isabel like a dead fish eyes. Do you have any other examples?
Let's see, other example. I really like Itomi from A Sign of Affection.
Ah, okay.
That is very much a cool guy with Riz, definitely. Yeah,
cool guy with Riz. I just think he was really pretty or handsome, I guess, in a sense. So I feel like, yeah, in terms of facial features, they really have to have like a sharper chin. Not a sharp chin like Kaiji, because that's like when it's a little triangle, I'm like very turned off by it.
As long as it's not a Gakuen handsome level of pointed chins.
Not that. Yeah, so like when it's like that, or like some like in JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, like I really want to like the guys as well because I like the voice actors.
Ooh, yeah.
But they just don't do it for me. It's just like the way the art style is.
I think we had the previous conversation. I don't know if it was on one of our episodes or if it was offline, but I remember talking to Gracie and saying that shows like JoJo's Bizarre Adventure or like Ashura is more of a male fan service for mm-hmm. males mm-hmm. rather than a female fan service for females. Obviously, there is a female fan base for JoJo's in general, but a lot of the guys are really more into the JoJo's for that huge musculature, the chins, and you know, like the very alpha male look. Per se.
Oh, yeah.
Versus a lot of girls that I know in general don't really care too much about it and prefer like the more ikemen type mm-hmm. of guys that you would see like in a shoujo. So that was something I thought was really interesting, and I can see why you wouldn't like JoJo's as much for the character design. But at least you like the voice actors, right? Because Gintoki's voice actor Sugita is in the second part of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Yes, Tomokazu Sugita is also in there, so I like him as well. I actually didn't like his voice acting when I started Gintama, because to me he sounds a little bit older, and so I started when I was younger, so I'm like not sure about it. He was also in Mushoku Tensei, and so I was like not too sure, but I think as I watched so much Gintama, I'm like, yeah, I like his voice. It's very funny and very sweet. But it's funny because he can also play like the older type male character. He's in one of the ones that's airing the season's called Astronaut. I don't know if either of you.
Oh, I'm watching Astronaut.
Oh my god. I think he's like the old guy, the deadbeat dad who doesn't do anything.
Yeah. The deadbeat dad that doesn't do jack. But as much as he plays like the older character that's supposedly wiser, there's always like this element of patheticness.
There is
the character. Like Joseph is very pathetic in the way that he tries to act very confident but and cocky, but always gets him in trouble. Gintoki is kind of the same way, with the exception of like his traumatic past. And the deadbeat dad in Astro Note is also the same way too, without a job.
Yeah,
I was so just useless. Going to ask, with your mentioning of voice actors too, you know, I mentioned like Sakurai and Umechan or Umehara-san as like two voices that really gets to me, and of course Juichi Suave. So I was curious, like, is Sugita one of them? And, you know, are there any other ones as well where you just hear the voice and instantly you're a little more interested?
Yeah, for me actually Sugita is like a little bit lower, like in terms of like top maybe two. My first one, I think I share this with you, Agnes. It would be Tsuda Ken.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. 100%.
So any characters he voices, I first listened to him in K-Project. So when he was voicing Mikoto Suo, I was like, oh, this guy sounds great. Like, I didn't know him before that, or like didn't really pay attention, because he's done tons of roles before that. But that's when I really paid attention to him. And every role after that, I kind of wanted to watch more. Or if he's voicing someone, I will pretty much almost automatically like the character. And this is the case in JJK as well, because he was voicing Nanami. I didn't really know who Nanami was. You know, he didn't really have that many parts in the sense, or I just instantly like him already type of thing.
At this point, Sudoken is just the default like daddy voice.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, not daddy, Zaddy. Zaddy's the correct term.
Zaddy!
Because daddy's kind of like... there's a lot of like interesting connotations that you can go off of there that I won't discuss on this channel. But Zaddy is like the single male, traumatized, does not have kids but has to adopt the kids and will protect him to the ends of the earth. That's the Zaddy trope.
Wait, so is that Nanamine? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, Nanamine is Zaddy at this point.
Okay, got it.
Like, have you seen like the number of TikToks of like girls when they hear like the Sudaken voice, especially like cosplayers, or like when they see like a Nanami cosplayer, they instantly like put their hair up in a ponytail. They're like, "Yes, daddy." I just broke seeing those. Sudaken has changed the internet. He has definitely broken the internet.
Oh, okay. So now that we're on this topic, because I do know Isabel likes Nanami. Who doesn't like Nanami? But like, I do know Isabel likes Nanami. So I'm guessing the Sudaken voice helped. It definitely did him no lack of favors in regards to his attractiveness. Yes.
Yeah. Nope. The other thing also is like the fact that he's usually like kind of wearing a shirt, his blue shirt and like pants. Ooh, like
when it stretches, yeah. Over the biceps, yeah.
Agnes, I was actually going for, oh, he just looks like he came off of work type of thing. I like men in shirts type of thing.
I went a bit too fast.
she accidentally revealed herself as
oh, yeah, <bicep. laughs>
But I think that's actually kind of translates over to like real life for me as well. Like if you know, men in like suits in general, I would be more attracted to that rather than.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about it before, because it's like whoever invented suits did a really good job, because men genuinely look really good in suits, and it's like it's weird at how effective it is, and it's even in anime they still look good. You know what I think? Okay, so I talked about this with my roommate recently, because she plays this game. This Japanese ultimate game. I mean, it is ultimate, but not completely, but she like pulls for guys and stuff like that. But specifically, characters, men in suits and men in kimonos always look really, really good. Is it the shape? The cut? Like, how's that working?
It's a combination of all of those, in addition to uniforms in general. They say like it makes a man, like you think a military uniform back in the day too is another example. It's a way to show like a man is very dignified or graceful or very like put together,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And that also goes, I'm going to go on a slight history tangent at this point, but it's also it's a combination of social status and hierarchy, right? If you were like, let's say a 1400s peasant woman and your husband looks like a deadbeat drunk, and then you see this prince coming down the town square and he's wearing like this uniform, it's very pristine, it's pressed, he looks shining, he looks handsome, he looks like he can take care of you, right?
Mm.
And I think that's what people say, like, what makes uniform a man is that it gives that impression. In addition to that, it's very tailored, it's very well put together, and it gives, like, a social hierarchy status position.
So is it something that's sort of, like, unconsciously ingrained? Because it's not like I'm, you know, at least for me,
yes,
I don't...
Yes, it's unconsciously ingrained. Okay. And I think what's really interesting is that Free Ren covers this a little bit, too. There's an episode in Free Ren where she's talking to her mentor, Flamme, and Flamme also mentions how... when humans look at other humans, they're only able to evaluate a person's worth based on what they wear. And she tells Free Ren, like, if you see that man over there, you see that, what can you tell from him? And Free Ren goes like, well, I think that he's rich. And Flamme goes, that's right. You think that he's rich because he's wearing these clothes that makes him part of the social hierarchy. So we subconsciously as a human species also do that too when we look at somebody.
Okay.
And I think that also translates to our attractiveness to certain sexes, but in particularly when they're in uniform, regardless of, I think, gender-wise, they look good. Like, even if you, like, you two, for example, because I know you two are not necessarily, like, bisexual or pansexual, but when you look at a woman in a suit, right, what do you think? Like, in a good tailored suit.
I think she's hot. Zendaya in a suit.
She looks hot.
Zendaya in
a
suit. I love her in a suit.
Yeah, exactly. So in a way, a man in a suit or in a very nicely tailored shirt or even a military uniform also looks very appealing as well. Anyway, back to our degenerate topic because that's a little bit too serious.
Okay, well, Isabel, you were saying, so does it sound like clothes, I guess, have an effect on you in regards to specific anime characters? I mean, you mentioned Nanami with his, like, with his shirt and stuff like that, but I'm kind of curious if there's any other male characters that that's gotten you interested because of their style that they seem to wear in the anime.
Yeah, that's hard because some of those some of them are not wearing styles, right?
Right.
They're like in uniform or like basic, like school uniform, so it's like a lot harder in a sense. So, yeah, in that case, I kind of like default back to kind of their facial features in a sense.
School uniform doesn't really do it for me either. I think a part of it is just because we're so desensitized to the fact that the school uniform is like for kids like in middle school or like in high school, so that's like something like that's an age gap we're not interested in or no longer interested in because we've all outgrown that, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So that might be the reason why. But when you look at their personality, or if, let's say they're wearing something a little bit different, or if they do wear a suit for any occasion, like if they're like a high school musician or something, or like, what was it, in Ono no Tomari?
Oh, Kono Oto Tomari.
Kono Ono to Tomari. They wear kimonos when they go up to play the koto, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they do look very flat. They do look very pretty or very beautiful. So that's another example, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like trying to think of other ones. I guess MASH is also like in season one I wasn't that much, but then like in season two maybe they changed his character design a little, like
really that's surprising.
I didn't realize that in MASH the one thing why they look so good is because the way that their legs are drawn is in sticks, so they look really slim in their pants.
Oh,
and that's the thing with like tailored suits too, is like really good I think pant wear is often very slim and very cutting, so it gives nice shape for the pant leg.
Oh, no wonder. Okay.
Yeah, because it's kind of like that, what I think like in fashion they call it like they want contrast in a fashion. So you notice like all the students, they wear like a button-down shirt, a tie, and then they have their overcoat, right? Their overcoat is super baggy. How to make the outfit contrast and make it look appealing, you have to have a design where the legs are skinny, for example. So then there's a contrast that balances out the character design and makes them look appealing.
Would that be Ash in his like bodysuit, his black bodysuit with like white trunks over it?
Well, there's that too, because the bodysuit just shows off all his muscles. But like even in general, like his normal character design,
I think
is very appealing because all the students have like a baggy upper like layers, and then they have like a very slim bottom layer.
I also have a question or just like a theory, because I liked MASH more in the second season than the first, but I feel like it's because in the first season he was purely just goofy, but then the second season he's still That's goofy, true. But it's sort of like his heart has come out because he is extremely, extremely like protective of his friends, but he does it with a deadpan face is the mm-hmm. thing. And I wonder if maybe that's more of a reason that you liked him, or like you seem to feel a little more attracted to him. I don't know. That's like my guess though.
No, I really think this is a character. They changed something in the character design or his hair or something. Because I actually find him still equally just as silly in season two.
Okay, I'm just like, so what really silly thing is he going to come up with? Physical appearance. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the golden eyes question
mark. Oh, that's true. Yeah, he has golden eyes.
I know a lot of people in the anime community tend to like characters with golden eyes.
Oh, specifically, I used to be one of those. Specifically dark hair with golden eyes combination.
Yeah, maybe there's just more close-up shots of Mash in season two, like when he gets up close to like punch somebody, that you see it like the flicker of his golden eyes or something. I don't know.
Oh yeah, that is pretty extrapolating. Cool. Yeah, that is pretty cool.
I mean, if we're on that topic, I might as well ask, do you like the combination of, like, a dark hair and, like, golden eyes, or, like, dark hair and, like, a lighter color eyes? Because that is a really popular combo.
I think I do, yeah. Darker hair, definitely, like, the black. I feel like I like more black-haired characters, usually. I would choose a black hair character over the lighter hair character or different color hair. And then, I guess the eyes, as long as maybe they're not brown or like brown. My color, like every Asian eye color, so yes, if they're special, that makes them stand out. The one that's hard though, that I want, the windbreaker that's airing this season, Sakura,
yeah,
I like him too, but he's like cute. He's cute, and he's a little difficult because it's like half black and half white, so I'm like also kind of 50-50 on it, but I really think I find him really cute otherwise, because he like blushes every other like scene.
I guess out of curiosity, are there any characters that you are attracted to in anime that you think we would be surprised that we wouldn't know about?
I don't think I have any surprises. I feel like, because I feel like even Agnes could tell what characters I was into. I like overly confident characters as well, so.
Ah, okay.
Just like loud and obnoxious. I think you
can all relate on that front, yeah.
Yeah, like Shizuo from Durarara.
Oh, Shizuo's cool. Shizuo's definitely cool, yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say Shizuo being hot per se, in my opinion, but I do think
he's hot. Cool. He's in a suit. He's in his bartender suit.
Bartender suit's look
okay,
good.
Bartender suit is good. That's true. You're right. I think it has to be Shizuo without the shades, because I think the shades make him look a bit tacky.
Oh, you don't like the shades on him? Interesting.
I think I like it when he's more like in his fighting mode in the bartender suit. I think that's really cool. Or he just looks really hot when he's just like trying to fight somebody. But the shades, I think, is like a weird tacky add-on that it doesn't necessarily turn me off, but it kind of, I know like why he wears the shades in the first place, but at the same time, it's just a very interesting character choice.
Yeah, I feel like the shades make him stand out, but then, like, yeah, when he takes them off, he looks much cooler.
Meanwhile, I just think he's hilarious.
Oh, he is funny, though. He is very funny.
I still, like, literally my favorite clip of him is just one where a guy attacks him, or was not attacking him, but attacking Tom, but he happened to come by with coffee, and it hit him. And it isn't even about, like, getting hit or him dropping the coffee. It was the fact that his clothes that his younger brother, who he adores, like, gave him got ripped, and that was why he got angry. And you don't even see what he's doing. He's just, like roughing, like, throwing things and probably beating the heck out of them, and it's off screen. And all you just see Tom do is like sign the cross. That was literally my favorite scene. Anyway, but okay, so Shizuo. All right. Very interesting. What about you? Isabel, like, what about anything with girls at all in the same way that you asked me?
Yeah, girls are definitely a lot harder for me as well. But I definitely don't find the strong type. I find the strong type very cool, but I'm actually probably more attracted to like the cuter girl type.
Oh.
I guess. Yeah, like big eyes, or like if they're wearing like dresses and things like that, I like them a lot more. I think in terms of like the strong girl type, like in GTK, like Nobara, for example, I like her, but then that's only because she's like really cool in a sense, as kind of like equal to like the guys. But then I don't know why I'm more attracted to like, who's the other one that was really the one with the blue hair? Miwa, is it?
Oh, Miwa, yeah. with the sword technique, right?
Yeah, I was like, in the first season or so, she wasn't doing much, but I was like, she's really cute. I like her. So I think that type of character, but I don't really pay attention to the female characters that much. So
interesting. Mm-hmm. And another question is like, when you think about these cute female characters that wear dresses, like let's not take JJK in consideration, because JJK, most of the characters are like wearing uniforms and whatnot. Yeah. When you think about other anime, is there a female that comes to mind that is more like girly, more dressy, more like stylish perhaps?
Yeah, well, the recent one that I've been watching, the Elf Bride one, How to Treat Your Elf Bride or something like that.
I'm surprised you're watching that one. Okay.
I really like that one. I like the male and the elf girl.
I understand now. It's the sugar apple fairy syndrome.
Oh!
It is.
Crazy understands now.
All that, do I actually find Anne really cute as well. So, yeah. The sugar apple fairy girl type? Fairy girl type?
I think that makes sense.
I see the vision, Isabel, and I understand the vision. What did they call it? Did you call it coquette? They call it cottage core? I'm not sure.
Cottage core. I think that's what you're thinking of. Cottage core. Yeah.
Cottage core. Okay. Yeah, I can see that then.
Alrighty. Well, in that case, we are turning the mic over to Agnes, who is the bisexual here.
Hello. I recently discovered that I am more bisexual than I thought, and that presents a whole host of problems. And I do have a notepad full of notes of what do I find attractive in an anime character.
Ooh, all right, share.
So I think we've already covered a couple of them already, which is great because I don't have to sit here and be like, oh man, which one do I choose? We've already covered like the tailored suits. Anybody looks good in a uniform, right?
Yeah.
Most of the characters that look really good in a uniform, I'll just name them, would be like Balalaika from like Black Lagoon, or even like Miorine from Gundam Witch Mercury, which I think look really great in suits. And then we also covered about like big buff muscle girls, right? So we think of like Rose from The Wrong Way to Use Healing Magic. We think about Maki from Jujutsu Kaisen. I think Maki looks the greatest post Shibuya when she gets all the muscles and she just goes sleeveless. It looks great.
Agnes is here be like, show me some arms, girls.
Give us the flex, right? And then we also talked about, like, I always talk about how I'd love to have Armstrong from Fullmetal Alchemist step on me. And the same thing with Yoruichi from Bleach.
Oh, Yoruichi too.
Yeah. Same kind of deal where they're like, they're very proud. And I think Gracie nails it in the head. It's like a lot of these females are willing to show off some body and some skin and they fucking work it. And when I mean work it, they literally just punt kick some asshole across the room. And I'm just like, yes, queen, get him. But aside from that, I think we need to also dive into some of the things that are a little, either I've mentioned it before on this podcast or I have not. And the first one is a quote that I will never forget because I read this from the manga originally, is from Golden Kamuy. There's a line from Inkaramat where she says, I like a man with facial scars, when she basically tries to tell Tanigaki that she likes him. And the moment she said that, I looked at Ogata and I said, oh, fuck me. Because it's the same thing. Ogata has like two scars that goes up from his face from the time that his jaw basically got dismantled. And then I start seeing that in all other anime characters that have scars. Maki, for example, like in Jujutsu Kaisen, looks great in the Shibuya time skip because she's covered in scars and it looks really badass and it looks really cool because a lot of the times in anime when somebody has a scar, it's like a cute scar, right? Mm-hmm. It's a scar like, let's say, like Rurouni Kenshin, where it's just like it's on the cheek, it's cute. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's like a nick on the eyebrow or something. It may look attractive to some people, but I'm just like, you don't really see, like, I think, like, the bigger scope of, like, the battle that they had to face or something. So I feel like more scars is always very appreciative and very appealing. Other characters that fit that role is obviously, like, Balalaika from Black Lagoon. She has a massive scar on the left side of her face.
You must really like Jujutsu Kaisen's character designs. Not even from an attractive level, just overall designs, because
oh, there's... absolutely. I think Jujutsu Kaisen's mangaka has a really good aesthetic sense overall. Mm-hmm. We talked about, like, Nanamine, for example. And then
but I'm,
about,
like, you know, Utahime's scar is, like, across Utahime's her cool. face. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah. I was about to say Utahime, because I'm like, Utahime looks really cool with her scar. Mm-hmm. And then obviously there's a lot of other male characters in other series that have scars too, that I'm just like, they look great. I love it. And it's one of those things where I like instantly zero in on a character. I mean, to be fair, Kakashi is also one of them too, but I was more wrapped up in the story of like, oh, how is Naruto going to save Sasuke kind of thing. So
right, right.
I didn't really pay too much attention.
Nothing against that, you know? So.
Right. So I think facial scars is one of the things that really attracts me to somebody. And it doesn't have to really be like something from like a big battle or anything either. It could have just been something that was present from before. Any kind of like marking, I think, in general is a very unique distinction for character design to me than something that is a very clean face type of deal. And I think going into the clean face detail, one thing that I do like in male characters specifically is not about how buff they are, because similarly like you, Gracie, and Isabel, we're kind of like turned off by males that are like super buff. But what I do like in a male that is unfortunately not available for females for obvious reasons is the scruff or like the beard type of scenario.
Oh, you like a slight like... Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Like, no mustache. Mustache kind of throws me off. I just think of Hitler at that point, and I'm like, no, please. But I do like a little bit of scruff, kind of like the lazy man scruff, or like the facial hair where, you know, the guy is like so traumatized. He's been spending outside in the wild for like several weeks. He's kind of homeless, but hey, at least he's a stinky, funny homeless man, right? So in the anime, particularly not in real life, by the way. But I think in anime, the scruff looks really good on a lot of the male characters. A couple examples would be like Aizawa, we mentioned earlier. And then some examples that I really like would be like Trevor from Castlevania. Mm. And then recently since we talked a couple episodes ago about anime in sports, I mentioned Megalobox, right? So I've only watched season one of Megalobox. So I went to go see Megalobox season two. And in season two, there's like a 5-year time skip. And when you first go into into season two of Megalobox, Joe, instead of like his usual clean face, he has like a beard and a scruff from kind of wandering and being homeless for a while. And I was just like, wow, this is a great character design. I love it. Hit the smack button. So I was really into that while I was watching it. I was a little bit sad that they shaved off most of it for the rest of the series, but he still looked really good. So any questions?
I guess one thing I've always found kind of interesting with you, Agnes, is I feel like your preference for men are a lot more, like, straightforward, and yes. I feel like for women it can actually be a lot more different or variety. Like, for example, I personally think Mioring is, like, pretty and cute, like, definitely not in the same sort of physicality as, like, Rose and Maki. And, and Madding, you really liked Madding from My Dress Up Darling.
Really cute. Yeah,
and she's
really like
pretty
Madding.
And cute versus, like, you know, the Roses and the Makis as well. And
I think the reason why I like the variety, and I think it might be similar to what Isabel was saying, too, the reason why I like the variety in female characters more is the character aesthetic and what they wear.
Okay.
Because Marin has great sense, first of all. She's kind of like a gyaru girl, almost. Mm-hmm. And she also does all these different cosplays and makeups, and that makes her very aesthetically pleasing. And she looks very different in each one of them. Like, she doesn't look the same. But something in the character designing this makes her stand out quite a bit and very, like, flashy, very blinding, very attractive. And Myorine, while Myorine looks the same in both seasons, I think one thing I liked about Myorine was, like, she always kind of wore, like, heels. and like the sheer tights, and I was like, that's a great touch. I really like that kind of touch.
Do you like the sheer tights with the heels combo?
Is that yes, and you have that seam that goes up behind her legs. Looks great. Anyway. It looks great. It looks great. But that's like my aesthetic choice for like a female wearing heels. And then obviously you have the big buff girls who just look fantastic wherever they go.
Okay, that was like one of the biggest thing I've noticed where I was like, because I almost, you know, I remember when you said you were really into modding, like I was surprised because I was like, wait, but Agnes likes the Maki, the Rose type of character, no? And I was like, Mari is just so opposite to that. But then I realized that it's not just Mari, you know, it's not like a one character sort of situation. And then you point out other female characters as well that are more, I think, aligned with how I would say Mari is aesthetically. And then that's when it kind of hit me where I was like, oh, Agnes is like, honestly, like kind of like both ends of the aestheticism spectrum. Like I don't even know if there's like a middling ground or anything, but it's definitely like the really cutesy pretty, like you know, have like a very particular like gorgeousness aesthetic, and then the other one was just the tough, the cool girl sort of thing. So I realized that a while back, but I've always find it interesting because I do think I'm always able to easily nail down like the guys that you would be into or interested in, but not so much with the girls.
I think one hidden thing about me that I don't tell a lot of people is that even though I don't use social media, like I don't use TikTok, I don't really use Instagram, I still admire people who do really good like cosplay or really good makeup or really good like fashion tutorials. So I pick up like these kind of like tidbits here and there, especially from shorts. And then over time, I kind of like culture this sense of like aesthetic that I like from both ends of the spectrum.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's just like this random, like random wealth of knowledge in my brain about fashion. And I don't even like fashion for myself. I'm usually the type of person that likes to sit outside the mall and wait for whoever's done shopping to take them home. Okay. That was always my role. And I don't, like, I don't care about shopping. I don't like, I'm sorry, Isabel, I'm going to crush your soul. I don't like
the joy of
flipping. I don't like the joy of, like, flipping through a rack and trying them on because I find it's harder for me to do that for myself. But I like admiring other people a lot. Like, I like to people watch, in a sense. And I like to sit there and look at people's fashion when they pass by me, when they have the chance. But I'm also not the type to sit there and open up, like, a magazine and giggle at how handsome or how pretty somebody is.
Okay. Isabel, do you have any questions for Agnes about her various tastes?
Yeah, what do you think about guys in, because you said girls and, like, kind of, like sleeveless type things. What about guys in that? Is that a thing too, or is it just kind of more for the girls? Let's see.
Because for me, the funniest thing about males is that I don't care for the body as much as compared to a female. So if you give me a male, like let's say the most recent sleeveless male I can think of is like that main that side character from Bucciagiri, the gang leader.
Yeah.
The blue-haired gang leader, he has like sleeveless uniform, like cut-off sleeves. I'm not really interested in that. I'm just like, okay, yes, muscle, so what?
Okay, what about characters in Vinland Saga? Because I know you like that, and there's a couple of men in there that have like scruff. Like so
Einar, for reasons that he has a himbo personality and not.
I was about to say, appearance. Like, I don't know how much of it is physical because his personality definitely showed through for
it's Agnes. Definitely more personality for Vinland Saga for me. I think a lot of the characters in Vinland Saga are very nuanced, very complex, and that's what makes them stand out to me as characters, but I'm not necessarily attracted to them. With the exception of Einar, who's actually a himbo, and that kind of, like, elevates his standing from the rest of them.
She nice. loves a good emotional man. What can I say?
Emotional man with green flags. Yes. Exactly.
Emotional man with green flags. I like that. Yes. What about voice actors then? Because we talked a little bit about that.
Voice actors is more interesting. And I think Gracie might understand why, because we just talked about this. I have a tendency to like voices that are more androgynous.
Yes, I remember that.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely do. I like the kind of like fluidity between them. and the inflections that you can have between the both genders, I guess, or both assuming genders. So
wait, I what example did you give? I genuinely forgot.
I don't have an example, but when we were, and I didn't, it's because I didn't think for this podcast we were going to talk about like voices as like an instant turn on or an instant attraction. So I wasn't really thinking too deeply about it.
So maybe it's not as like impactful to you in the way that, like I said, like a Sakurai's voice or Umehara's voice, I'm immediately voice
acting. Voice acting is one of those things, and I think I understand why now. Auditory is one of those things where I have a really difficult time connecting to in general.
Oh, okay.
Auditory dialogue and words. When you pair it with music, yes, music makes everything better. But in terms of like voice acting and delivery, it's like a hit or miss for me.
Okay.
I'm more of like a physical and like a visual sensation type of person. I do better remembering those types of things. Like if I touch something or if I feel the texture of something or when I see something or when I smell or when I eat it, I remember it very clearly. But auditory is actually my weakest. So it goes, I think, hand in hand with voice acting as well, where there are distinct voices that you remember, like Sugita's voice acting or Suda Ken's voice acting, where they have very distinct tones and you can understand what type of character they're doing, but I won't necessarily connect to them because of their voice.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. But androgynous is like the one exception that I like just because it flits between the two genders of like, is it male or is it female? And I kind of like that little balance.
Do you like, this is because we were talking about Butchigiri, like, did you like Marito's voice then? Because he kind of has like, I mean, especially when he was in middle school, he was very androgynous back then, but he gets that high and like low pitched very easily, or no?
I just thought Marito was a very quirky and a very amusing character in general.
Like just entertaining.
Yeah, he's just really entertaining. I think it's just because he's just wild in general. But it's just very entertaining in the scope of Butchigiri. But I didn't really think much about Marito past that point.
Okay, got it. Huh, alrighty. I guess then I have one final question for you, Agnes. So earlier, you know, Isabel and I both kind of talked about personality slightly, with Isabel, you know, being more into sort of that chill character, and then I'm obviously into like the cold, clearly has problems characters that like immediately perks me up. So, I think I know yours already, but is...
I mean, I already said it earlier.
Right. Like, the sort of emotional, the... Honestly, it's just emotional intelligence. Though, I think it's interesting, because I do think emotional intelligence takes time for you to grasp onto a character in regards to that. Like, it's like you have to watch several episodes before you realize they're emotionally intelligent, but you seem to have, like, a radar for them. Like, you catch on to them pretty quickly, even when they just showed up.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah. Like I think
I don't have much to contribute to that, honestly. Cuz I'm the one with the low emotional IQ at this point. So I'm just like, I guess.
Maybe because you think you have a weakness in it, so you're better at picking it up when someone is strong in it? Question mark.
I don't think it's that deep, girl.
Okay.
I really don't think it's that deep. I think the radar is just like you just happen to pick it up when you pick it up.
Interesting.
But I don't have a logical explanation for that at all. Okay.
Isabel, do you have any further questions for Agnes about her tastes?
No, not right now.
Alrighty, well, thank you guys so much for listening. I think this wraps up our segment of our degeneracy. So, you know, for all our listeners, I hope you enjoyed us discussing this, and let us know if there's just anything that just automatically makes you attracted to an anime character, regardless of their gender, and share with us, because this is a topic we love to hear about. And you can either DM us or tweet at us at girltaku_AT. But other than that, we will be back with another fun topic next week. So I hope you'll still be here next time. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye. Bye.